What's good, Dallas? This is your girl, Brianna Javon. And if you've been thinking about starting a podcast or taking yours to the next level, I've got you covered. Book a podcast power session with What's Good Productions. In just 30 minutes, we'll tackle your ideas, crush those hurdles, and get your podcast ready to shine. Visit whatsgood-productions.com or click the link in the show notes. Now let's get ready for the show.
Small business owners, if you are in a place where you have consistent income, you're making money, you're doing well, your cash flows are climbing, you may want to think about purchasing commercial real estate. And I'll tell you why.
The What's Good Podcast.
Are you ready?
Your number one source
to all the keys in the industry.
With Brianna Javon.
It's the What's Good Podcast.
What's good?
Hey, ladies and gents, this is your girl, Brianna Javon, and we are here with another episode of What's Good Podcast. We are in season 10, and we are super excited about the topic this season, and it's all about wealth management. Today, we have a guest with us. Her name is Sharonda Hill. How are you?
Hello, I am doing well. Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Absolutely. We are super excited to get straight into it. So as you guys know, we start off with an icebreaker. Are you ready for your icebreaker?
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so for you, are you more of a saver, investor, or let me research it for a good 3 months before I take action?
I'm a researcher.
Me too. Okay, why?
I'm a researcher because I have children. Mm-hmm. And so I have to be focused on what is going to be the best decision to help, you know, to make sure I'm able to help them or set them up to where they need to be.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. What was something recently that, like you mentioned, it involved your family as far as like a big decision so it can impact everybody, not just yourself?
I had to buy another car.
Oh. Was it like a situation of gratitude, like you're celebrating yourself, or it was like a real necessity for your family?
It was a real necessity. Both my children have started working.
Gotcha.
My youngest is actually graduating high school this year, but they both have jobs, and it became a matter of I was having to Uber them to work. My oldest was going to college. I was having to Uber them everywhere because I would always have to be out and about doing community engagement events or traveling for work or showing somebody some real estate or checking on my listings on the other side of town. And you know it takes an hour to get from Houston to Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, you know what? You just need to buy another car.
Yeah.
And so because after I looked over my finances, okay, because you don't realize it, but those Uber charges
add up.
And one day, I was like, I spent this much on Uber. Mm-hmm. I could have paid 2 car notes
at that point. Mm-hmm.
So I was like, well, I guess I just better go and do it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was buying the car, the second
Pulled
car.
The trigger. I had to make it happen. All right, so as you guys know, we do not have interviews. We have genuine conversations. So we're going to go ahead and get into our genuine conversation. And how we usually start is, who is the guest? So for you, who is Sharonda?
Sharonda is a dedicated service professional. And when I say service, not just in my day job and my real estate career, but I like to help people, period. Before I started working at True Fund, I was a serial volunteer. I volunteered for the Crosby Education Foundation for 12 years. I was on the Career and Technology Advisory Committee Board at the high school for years. Mm-hmm. I volunteered with other nonprofits, other community organizations, and I was very committed. And it took a lot of time because I'm a person, if I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Whether I'm getting paid or I'm getting anything out of it, if I tell you I'm going to do it, you know, I'm committed to doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I love volunteering and helping people, but since I've been working for True Fund, mm-hmm. okay, and I have been growing and blooming in my role with True Fund and, you know, for lack of a better term, moving up the ladder. So now I have to travel more and do more. And so, unfortunately, you know, a lot of times, well, me, I had to stop this. Mm-hmm. I will pour and pour and pour and pour and pour.
Same here.
Until I'm empty. Mm-hmm. Well, I had to make some hard choices. Either I was going to keep being empty, which is not very good for your health, wealth, or your mental. Or I, you know, so I decided to kind of back off of the volunteering so much to focus more on my job and my other activities. So, but I'm still able to give back and help in those same capacities, just not with the community and the schools and things like that.
Okay, so before we get into that, because I'm like, you still do it with True Fund,
I
but
do.
Explain to the people exactly what True Fund is, CDFIs, all those things. I know I didn't learn about it until I actually got more into my business to really get the operations and funding proper.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times when people hear about funding, they think about banks, but there's other options. So go ahead and let the people know a little bit about True Fund.
So everyone, True Fund Financial Services is a CDFI, a Community Development Financial Institution. CDFIs were created by the U.S. Treasury back in the late 70s, early 80s as a mechanism to loan money to underserved, to small business owners in underserved communities. And so CDFIs, if you were to, you have your banks, you have your other funds, you have SBA and those types of lenders. Well, if you try to get a loan from a bank as a small business owner, they're going to want you to have maybe a 700 credit score or have other requirements that you as a small business owner may not be able to meet at the time. But if you were to come to a CDFI, and there are a plethora of CDFIs, if you want more information, reach out to Brianna or myself and we'll let you know. There are a plethora of CDFIs and we are here to bridge the gap. So with CDFIs, our credit requirements aren't as stringent. We don't require $20,000 in deposits into banks. Mm-hmm. Here at True Fund, we are a nonprofit CDFI lender. Nonprofit, non-depository CDFI lender. So you can't open a bank account with us and deposit funding into it. We are a nonprofit, so we go by certain guidelines that other banks cannot do. And so that is what a CDFI is.
Okay, so when I first heard of this, I was like, okay, so how does it work if, you know, you don't need to get a bank account, right? So with that on the other end, as far as the process, let's just say the client comes and they're like, hey, I would like to set up, what is the process? Can give them a little bit as far as what that looks like for them to get the type of paperwork or, you know, this is the things that we're looking for within this particular True Fund nonprofit program.
Absolutely. So in order to get started with a CDFI, you would just reach out to myself or any other CDFI. And what I like to do is I like to have a conversation with clients, with potential clients. Mm-hmm. I want to understand what their business is. I want to understand what their business needs are. I want to understand what their growth trajectory is. And finally, how much they're looking to borrow. I know a lot of times, and I get this question all the time, what I want to borrow however much I qualify for.
Yeah.
That is not a good answer. Mm-hmm. Because you need to understand, as a business owner, you need to understand your numbers and you need to understand exactly what you're going to do with the funds. And when you borrow money for your business, the ultimate goal is for that money to increase your growth, to take you to another level. So you would contact me or someone else. You'd have that conversation. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, guys, I work for True Fund. Sometimes True Fund is not a good fit, a good CDFI fit for every business owner.
Makes sense.
And if that is the case, I do partner and work with other CDFIs and other lenders. And I also understand what their requirements are. So even if TrueFund can't help you out, I'm able to connect you with another CDFI or another lender that has something that we don't or would be a better fit for a small business owner.
I love it. Okay, so I think that is awesome because it's not just, you know, here is our process, and if we don't work out, that's it. Because a lot of times it can be discouraging to feel like, oh, y'all can't work with me, and then there's no plan B or C to still support the business. So I love that there's always options. Because, again, the only thing as far as a lot of us know when it comes to business owners, we just know the banks. So to know not only if this CDFI don't work, y'all all work together to make sure that y'all support the small business. So
absolutely.
I think it's beautiful. All right, so my next question is, what are a few, as far as problems that you see, as far as funding for small businesses, and when it comes to you as an individual, because to me, I still think you give back to the community, because I know you guys had invited me to come out to share my story on a full platform to, you know, let people know as far as my business journey and things of that nature. So with that being stated, you still pouring into the community, still pouring into businesses, but what are some of the, like you mentioned, as far as bridging the gap, what are some of the problems that you're seeing, and what are the solutions that you are giving to pour back into the community?
Okay. The biggest problem that I see with small business owners, especially when they need funding. When they need funding, a lot of small business owners are still operating as an individual and not a business. Mm-hmm. When it's not having the proper tax strategies in place and understanding the implications of the choices you make when filing your taxes, okay, that's one. Two is not understanding the difference between the types of entity you are creating for your business. Everybody doesn't need to be an LLC. There are other options depending on the type of business, what your short-term and long-term growth plans are for your business. You may want to look at some other options. So that's two. And another one is selling themselves short or not pivoting to profit. I call it pivot to profit. I was talking to a young lady, and I can't remember the name of her business, but this young lady, she was doing something in the floral space, and she decided that she didn't want to do that anymore. She was very, very good at it, but she wanted to manufacture soil and do something with soil creation and just switch everything up, but she didn't have the funding for it. So when, you know, while I was doing, giving her technical assistance and business advisory and helping her through, I was like, well, you're being very successful, you know, with these, with your dried flower arrangements and your other flower arrangements. Why don't you try to get contracts with maybe a few funeral homes or other places, or every time there's a holiday coming up, you know, market yourself as like a subscription service for Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, St. Patrick's Day, so Mardi Gras, and send out some Mardi Gras for them.
No, that's right.
You know, and then you can gain, you can create that revenue, build your revenue, and that building of that revenue will help you to get the funding you need to make dirt.
Oh. I was not expecting for you to say to make dirt because of the soil. You are hilarious. Okay. So I want to pull back into like the business advisory part.
Okay.
Because not only are you supporting in the funding portion, but also their mindset too. Because let's really talk about, if we're planning this, like, let's make sure we're planning this the proper way. And so when it comes to the business advisory, what does that look like as far as a conversation from point A to B? This is what I'm thinking I want to do, but does this sound right?
Now, for me, and again, I operate my own lens. Honestly, in the ecosystem, in the small business space, you guys have probably heard people say TA or technical assistance. But to me, that sounds like nuts, bolts, some mechanic, blah, blah, blah. And there is a lane for technical assistance because technically I can talk to you about technicalities of your business, you know, your financial statements, your this, your that. But as for me, business advisory is actually having a conversation and listening to the small business owner and internalizing what it is they're saying. And that helps to guide my conversation to in turn help them with what they're trying to do. Because a lot of times, even me, I am a small business owner, okay? And a lot of times I have to go and talk to somebody else about my business because people love to talk to me about their businesses and they're so grateful about the information that I give them. But when I sit down and I'm working on my own, it doesn't come to me the way it will come to me when I'm talking to somebody else. And I think there's something to do with discernment or divine intervention or something like that, you know. So I approach it a little bit differently as a conversation because I can have a list of questions, yes, no questions, but is that really going to give me the information I need to actually assist this small business owner with to get to where they're trying to go? Does that make sense?
It absolutely does. Because as for me coming into a situation, a program or a business advisory, a coach, I really want the information and the solutions to actually fit my business versus generic information that you
absolutely
got from a book and it sounds good. I want to make sure that I can actually engage and this makes sense. And even that case study that you mentioned with Homegirl and the floral business, that was so good as far as the subscription with the holidays and even getting a partnership with the funeral homes.
And I know nothing about floral
design. Like the but what I'm saying is that was direct information that actually fits her industry versus something generic and she really doesn't even know, leaving from this conversation, what the next step would be. So I think that makes a big difference. So let's tap into, we talked about the business side of wealth management, making sure we get our mindsets together, make sure we have a plan, and make sure you get some support. Because a lot of times we feel stuck at home and we don't really know who we can talk to, but know what your ask is, and then get in front of those people to support you to get to that next level, right? So I want to now talk about community side. We talk as an ecosystem, you're in real estate. Let's talk about building wealth now with creating portfolios and what it looks like all in real estate. Because a lot of times people just hear, oh, I want to flip houses. But there are so many different ways to create wealth now in real estate.
Well, mainly, the only way to create wealth in real estate is to buy some. But again, you have to have a plan. And there are multiple ways to invest in real estate, right? You can purchase a property to fix it and rent it out. That's called buy and hold. Fix it and flip it. Buy low, fix it, sell high. That was residential real estate. Number one strategy. But there's something else, commercial real estate. So small business owners, if you are in a place where you have consistent income, you're making money, you're doing well, your cash flows are climbing, you may want to think about purchasing commercial real estate. And I'll tell you why. Because if you were to purchase a building, it doesn't even have to be a huge building. It can be three stories, five stories, two stories, or even a strip center, right? With walkability. I'll give you an example. If you are a small business owner and let's say you own a beauty shop, a beauty salon, okay? And you are killing it. You know, you are doing well and your revenues have grown astronomically. You may want to look into purchasing a strip center. One, because of the foot traffic. So not only do you get your clients that you already have, you now have the opportunity to get foot traffic. And if you were to buy this strip center, you don't have to occupy the whole thing.
True.
You're buying this piece of commercial property. You have a beauty salon. You take up, let's say it's 10,000 square feet. You take up 2,500 square feet. Then you find someone who does nails. And they're trying to build up their business. You're like, okay, well, you can lease this space right next to my beauty salon. Okay. And you pay me and you can do nails. And now you have a nail shop, your beauty salon, a massage therapist.
Come on.
And a barber, if you don't have barbers in your beauty salon, you can have a barber at the end of your strip. So, that could work in any industry. Mm-hmm. If you have a childcare, a daycare.
I was just going to say childcare, yes.
If you have a daycare, mm-hmm. you can have half of your strip center is the daycare. The other half is Miss Dolly's Donuts. You can buy donuts for the children and the parents when they're dropping the kids off, Absolutely. Picking them up, they can get donuts. Mm-hmm. So you have to think strategically and be creative. I always say I'm not a creative person because I'm not good at decorating, honey. Like, listen, my house is bare bones. I go to the store and I say, just give me, okay, I like that. Give me that.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I say I'm not a creative, but I kind of am.
You are. Sorta. You have all the ideas.
But maybe I'm a different sort of creative. Mm-hmm. But so that is how purchasing commercial real estate can build generational wealth. And even if it's not a strip mall, even if you do decide to buy a small 2-3-story building, maybe you can put a small store at the bottom. Maybe you can take the whole first floor and do it as retail space. Yeah. And do the other 2 floors above it as apartments or Very office nice. Space. Mm-hmm. It just depends. So those are ways that you can optimize and secure your financial freedom and grow your wealth. And a lot of times people don't know this either, but a lot of times you may think, I can't buy a building that's $2-5 million.
Yeah.
You would be surprised. You can get a decent building for $300,000 or $400,000 or $500,000.
Mm.
And if you have the right partnerships, the right strategies, you can grow that and make enough money to buy your second building.
Mm.
So that's how we can grow our wealth with residential real estate and commercial real estate.
All right, before we move on to our next segment, one quick takeaway as far as the real estate ecosystem. If a business owner was to get started today, do you do business advisory on that end as well?
I do.
Okay, come on. What would you say? They were just like, hey, you know, I've done all the amazing things on my business. Now I'm ready to take this next step. What does that look like coming to you as far as business advisory?
Well, my first question is, okay, so your business is doing well. I want to know, first tell me about your current business.
Mm-hmm.
And so that'll help me to see where your starting point should be if you're interested in going into commercial real estate or even multifamily residential real estate, because that is optimal as well. And so once we discuss that, I determine, okay, you've done well. You can manage this. What type of real estate? Okay, what type of, is it a Class A, Class B, Class C? Should you look at buying, should you build, or should you buy and refurbish? Because that's an option too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys have noticed, but there are a lot of manufacturing warehouses popping up, and they're building a lot of those, the strip centers around, the smaller ones, and I've seen some larger ones as well. So we would work on, what are you trying to do? What is in your short-term goal, and what is in your next 5 years? Because that'll tell us what we need to do, what type of financing we need to get for you,
yeah.
and how beneficial it's going to be.
It's all about planning.
Yes. Planning.
I feel like that
makes
is like
perfect.
the biggest takeaway. Okay. So on to our next segment is highs and lows. We want to start with the high. Anything as far as like the business ecosystem or personally, congratulations to your new car, that you would like to share with us that we can all root for your success.
So recently I have gotten this new role at TrueFund. So I'm excited about that. In the ecosystem, I'm trying to build a better ecosystem that works in concert to help small business owners. Because when I first started working for TrueFund, I was in a totally different capacity, but I would just pay attention and watch what was happening in the ecosystems and understanding what the business owners were needing. And I noticed that there's a lot of repetition. Mm-hmm. And I kind of get the feeling from talking to some small business owners, they recognize the repetition and they are looking for something new, you know, something that is going to actually motivate them to move to the next level.
Absolutely.
And so that is what I have been working on for 2026. And so I'm excited to implement my new plans for 2026. And I'm excited to meet with some of my ecosystem partners and stakeholders to give them the information. And I'm hoping that they will join me mm-hmm. on this new journey for 2026. So stay tuned. I'm a little excited.
I love that. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And from everything that I've heard so far today, God is still working with you, the community.
Yes. Yes.
From the beginning, it was like, you know, I don't volunteer as much. You still volunteer in your time. You may not be, you know, in the situation where you were before, but it's just God has unveiled a new way for you still to be in the community.
You're absolutely right. I never thought about it like that.
Okay, so now let's talk about a time, as far as our low part of it, where you kind of had to pivot in a sense. Like you mentioned, you started seeing a lot of things were the same thing, but you realized that there needs to be a solution and a way to kind of change the trajectory of certain programs, right? What is something that you had to pivot or a challenge that you had to take on? Because you're still here today and still, of course, pouring into the community.
Okay, so my biggest challenge is, and this is going to sound a little vain, but I have gained a significant amount of weight. And I am thoroughly shocked and surprised that I'm even doing this podcast with you today.
Really?
I am not comfortable in front of a camera at all.
Oh my gosh, and you were like one of the first ones that signed up.
Really?
Yeah. You and Miss Francis were the first ones to sign up.
So for me, so that was, I was really, really, really low because I was like, I can't believe I got myself in this position. And so I'm actually trying to come out of that. Listen, I'm just going to tell y'all. Don't tell nobody, but I was depressed. But it's like, well, either you're going to do something about it, but you can't keep complaining about it and staying in the house. What good is that going to do, man? So that was my low.
Just to let you know, I recently just came off of a hiatus with the podcast. When I was in that relationship, I gained 30 plus pounds. And even with that, it was a lot of discouragement of this is not going to work. Da, 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 da. And it caused me to actually stop doing my podcast. I still had the business size. I still had to get some money. But as far as like what I truly enjoyed in the seed mm-hmm. of even how I got to where I am with the podcast agency, I legit stopped it and I was depressed. And I had to come out of that situation because if you sit in it, what is that going to do? And so I want to
clap
for you.
It makes it worse.
It does. It does. It absolutely does. Because you're just going to be in your mind and then more bad things and you're talking to yourself negatively. So I totally agree. And I want to clap for you. Because you did make a pivot. You did say, I need to show up. I would not have ever known, because you are just smiles, your beautiful red lipstick. Baby, you done shown up today in your suit. You look cute. So I would have never known that this was what you was going through.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm happy that you got yourself out of that.
And that's another thing. We don't talk about things.
We don't.
So because we don't talk about things, you always think it's only happening to you.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else is having these challenges. It's only happening to you. And you just can't understand why is nobody, you know, it's you. You can't do this. But it's not.
Yeah.
And we don't know if we don't talk about it.
I agree. So thank you for the courage to share that with us today.
You're welcome.
Appreciate you. Okay, so our other segment is one free advice. I feel like a lot of times we go to these programs, we go pay thousands of dollars to these coaches, and when we talk to these people or within the program, a lot of things just go over our head because we don't feel like we're actually engaged in the situation. Does this even pertain to me? You know, at this point, I've been here for an hour and a half. I still don't know what this person was talking about. So for one free advice, I created this for people just to take actionable steps. So for you, what would be one free advice you can share with the audience today? It could be wealth management. It could be something for their business. Like you mentioned, as far as self-talk, doing it positively versus negatively, what is something that you can share with people that they can take away today?
So if you are wanting to be a small business owner, or even if you are a small business owner and you find yourself stuck, do a brain dump, figure out exactly where you want to go and what you want to do, and get help. Find somebody to help you. Mm-hmm. Here are some places where you can get some no-cost help. You can set up a call with TrueFund. You can set up a call with your local SBDC. That's the Small Business Development Center. They are in every city, in every town. They're usually connected with a college, but it is a division of the SBA. You can connect with SCORE Mentors. SCORE Mentors are volunteers who've been in business for a while. They offer free assistance, okay? And if you are in, or if you want to get into government contracting, then you can connect with the APEX Center. They used to be called PTEX, but APEX, A-P-E-X, and they can help you in the contracting space. Or if you're interested in buying or selling in any real estate, please give me a call. My name is Sharonda Hill, and I can help you with that. So those are the ways you can get some no-cost free advice for your business or your real estate needs.
Okay, so I'm going to need those links from you because I know about the APEX one. I'm trying to get into government contracting myself.
Okay. I will send you the links, and you can share them with the audience.
I appreciate you so much. All righty. So we are at our last segment. Like you mentioned, you're going to give me all the links. So everything is going to be in the show notes to make sure that y'all have it and take action. Contact her. Contact TrueFund. Real estate needs. We got government contracting. She mentioned a lot of resources. So everything is going to be in the show notes. All right. So as you guys know, we always end every episode with a motivational moment. This could be a Bible verse that really connected with me, or it could be a quote that I saw on Instagram, TikTok, whatever the case may be. And so today it is a quote, and it is, wealth is built when opportunity meets preparation. Mm-hmm. Again, I'm going to say it. Wealth is built when opportunity meets preparation. So I'm going to share my thoughts. You share your thoughts, and it's a wrap. Okay.
Awesome.
So when I saw this quote, I was just pretty much looking back on my business journey. So I've been doing this since 2019 when I first started my podcast. 2020 is when I was like, let me make some money off of this. I've been doing it. I've been helping people for free. Now I go ahead and put a dollar bill to it and make it happen. And so I realized when I started talking to more people and they started introducing me to these people and then introducing me to these programs, and I realized within just a few years of putting myself out there and knowing what my ask is and my goals and things of that nature, the preparation is key. And so these times where we're scrolling on TikTok or we're trying to go to happy hour, whatever the case may be, figure out what a balance is. Figure out, yeah, okay, we can celebrate this, but at the same time, we need to know what we want for our business and what the end game is going to be. Because even with the connection with Ms. Sharonda, as y'all know, I'm always up here at Comerica. I always discuss the things that I want to do with the management team here, Kayla and Randall, and they have put me in so many different positions to put myself in front of other people to expand and get exposure for my brand. But if you are not prepped and not knowing what you want for your business, you can't really deliver what that ask is to people to get you to that next level and that opportunity. And so when I read that, that's what that meant to me. So how about you?
It's simple. Stay ready so you don't have to get ready.
Okay. Period. That's what I got.
Because if an opportunity presents itself and you're not ready, it's a missed opportunity. Mm-hmm. And so if it's a missed opportunity, that's no wealth for you. Mm-hmm. So stay ready so that you don't have to get ready.
Easy. All right, Ms. Sharonda, is there anything that I left out? Anything you want to give to the people?
No, I want to thank you for the opportunity to do this because this is totally out of my comfort zone. But I thank you very much. So that's it. That's all I have. And call me.
I know that's right. Hey, we're going to give y'all the resources. It's up to y'all to make it happen at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I'm super thankful for you to join us, all the different information that you gave us, the actionable steps that you provided. And so if you're listening to this, thank you for, of course, supporting the What's Good community. If you're listening to this morning, noon, evening, or night, thank you, and we see you guys next time.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of What's Good Podcast with your girl, Brianna Javon. If you found today's discussion inspiring, don't forget to hit the subscribe button on your preferred podcast platform. Explore additional resources on our website at whatsgood-productions.com and find our social media links listed in the show notes. Stay tuned for more captivating stories ahead. Until next time, stay blessed and keep uplifting your community.